I like to stay loose, and when I play, I don't. I'm not the same on and off the field. Off the field and in the locker room, I think it's okay to joke around. I think it's good, in fact. But on the field and in meetings, I don't. And I don't think it's appropriate, and I don't think there's a time. And I think I've learned to balance that pretty well. Obviously, every now and then I say something and you guys think it's hilarious and it gets written, and then so it kind of, I think, elaborates more of that I'm a comedian, which, you know, I might be a funny guy, but I don't think I'm that. I think you guys have really pumped me up a little more than I am.
I think I excelled at guard this year, but, you know, had a very good year at center the year before. And like I said, some teams, you know, will look at me and think I'd be a better center. Some teams would look at me and think I'd be a better guard. And I'll just be excited to play anywhere.
Whatever they put me at, you know, I want a chance at every position. I really want to play center because all the stuff my brother accomplished. And hopefully I get a chance at tackle.
Oh, definitely a lot. And it kind of stared me in the face every day, actually. You know, walking down the hallway, my uncle's picture is real big up there on the wall, the All-American wall. My dad's name's up there. And so I got constant reminders of what they had done, but I kind of used it to motivate me to try to match or exceed what they had done.
You know, I wanted to play in the Big Ten coming out of high school. Obviously I knew Wisconsin had a great line tradition, and being a lineman, that's what I wanted to be a part of. I don't think I really learned as much about our linemen and our history until I got there. So it's kind of dumb luck that I got to go to such a great program with great linemen. And that's the way it happened.
I don't get into all the media stuff. I know I'm a great player, and I'm just hoping to be one of the top guys taking this year's draft.
Couldn't think of a better guy to learn from, you know, 8-time Pro Bowler, and he's my uncle. You know, there's certainly complications anytime you get coached by a family member. For anyone who's played for their father, maybe in sports when they're younger, they would know that. But I would love to certainly learn from my uncle.
I got to be drafted higher than Marquise, 18 or better. I never live to hear the end of it.